The presidential competition magnifies every contender's flaws. As the campaign started, John Edwards was described as inexperienced, while Dick Gephardt was described as too experienced. John Kerry seemed too stiff, while Howard Dean was accused of speaking too freely, and then howling too freely. Now Gephardt is gone, and the others know the campaign is merciless, even to men who believe they have special qualifications. These successful men have given over their egos and their careers to a process that resembles a slow-motion pileup on a highway. They have to be willing to do anything to avoid crashing. Look at your newspaper this morning, and you might see a picture of John Kerry wearing a hockey helmet. On television this past week, Howard Dean read a top 10 list of jokes on himself. Dean was much criticized for a wild speech in Iowa, but it can be hard to see how that speech differs from other absurd things that candidates do, except that Dean's campaign didn't plan that event in advance. By throwing away some of their dignity, candidates can hope to win the White House, or even gain stature from an honorable defeat, as Republican John McCain did in 2000. But most will be torn apart by attack ads, by voters, or by their own mistakes. Some are forced to give up a lifelong ambition, as Richard Gephardt did when he withdrew this week. Gephardt had already given up his job as a congressional leader in order to run. During his last run for the White House in 1988, Gephardt became one of several candidates depicted in a huge book called What It Takes. The author, Richard Ben Kramer, wrote, "Who are these guys? What kind of faith would cause these habitual winners to bend their lives and the lives of all those dear to them to one hugely public roll of the dice in which all but one would fail?" Kramer noted that to believe they would be president, candidates had to see themselves a figure of size to bestride a chunk of history. And by the nature of the process, he adds, most would then have to come off of that. They would be thrown back on themselves, as they probably never were before, to examine how it was they saw so wrongly.